hours of fashion, food, film and fun with style, with pleasure, with you.
Do keep your messages coming in to us on 0833 97 97 97. You can call us on 045 898 999 or email studio@kfmradio.com. Now, artist Anne Dear joins me in studio now, is hosting an art exhibition in Nace Library this month. Anne, good morning and thanks so much for coming into studio, joining us this morning.
Good morning, Hannah. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So it's lovely to be here. This is an art exhibition being hosted in Nace Library this month. These are all of your paintings and pieces that you've done. I think the first question to ask is, we have a few of them in studio now at the moment, which are absolutely gorgeous. Thank you for sending them into us. What was the inspiration behind these two pieces at the moment? Are these examples of what's going to be seen?
Yes, they are. They're, as you can see, they're both completely different. That's why I brought two completely different pieces. The first one, the bigger one there, that is actually from the garden. The colours, the sky on the day I was painting that, I actually was sitting at my ease and wondering what I was going to do. And then I just saw these beautiful flowers and shrubs, as you can see, grasses flowing in the wind. I said, yeah, that's my inspiration today.
That's what's going to be on the canvas.
Simple as that. It really, whatever is around you inspires you. Well, yeah, for me anyway.
And looking at that, so you have your garden in the big one, and then the smaller one looks like the sea.
It is
by
a sea seat,
the beach. So again, it seems, would nature and what's around you be your inspiration for creating pieces?
Huge inspiration to me. I like to be in the place, or have been in the place, that I'm going to paint. It inspires me to get the feeling. It's all about trying to project a feeling that other people can see when they look at the painting, or and get their own personal feeling from it.
Yeah,
because that's what art is all about, is to move you in some way, be it wherever it is. It can be anywhere, but it mightn't be the place, it might be a different place for you. It might be your garden, or it might be your, you know, or it might, some people then just go for what's nice in their rooms. You know, it depends on what people like. So I've loads of different types of artwork.
Yeah. You know. How many pieces do you think you've created now?
Oh, hundreds, I'd say, at this stage. Yeah, yeah.
And how long have you been painting for? I was reading, you are self-taught.
Yes.
Which is amazing, incredible, to be able to create pieces like this just from yourself.
Yeah,
really.
From myself.
Yeah.
You know, going to different exhibitions, having some workshops. I'm in an art group, been in for years. It's the Bar Valley Art Group, or established years, over 50 years at this stage. And we have, you know, we go to different places, we do plein air. Then I love to go around Ireland during the summer as much as possible. So Bear Island was a great inspiration. We go over there because I played the ukulele as well, so that's part of that. And I stayed there for a week to paint. And that brought a lot of artwork this year coming into the pieces, you know, that way. And it was just, again, the sea, but the seas, they're completely different. So because I live in Carlow, I like to go down to Wexford. It's near, it's near hand, so I go down there maybe on a Saturday and a Sunday because I work as well. So, we, you know, it depends on what time I have to do so.
Yeah.
But even if you don't go out to paint, when you come home, it's all in your head, you know, so you just, you might take a few photographs, but you know, you've sat there for a couple of hours and that's the inspiration where it comes from.
I think we're quite lucky with our landscape and what we have to offer, because you can go to so many parts of Ireland and see completely different landscapes. And, and it's, as you were saying, it's not always the same. You could go to the sea one day, the tide is in. You could go the other day, the tide is out. You get a completely different picture. And even the likes of the garden, I mean, the different seasons will bring up different pictures.
Yeah, and even, you know, we have beautiful garden spaces that are not really, we don't really go to them as much as we should. Now, Altamont is near me. It's, you know, it's only 15 minutes away. And the inspiration here is like Monet's Gardens. I've been there, so I know, I can see it. It's very, very similar, you know. And the landscape there, and the flowers, and the water with it, it's just amazing. It's just amazing.
And looking to this art exhibition, this one is in Nace Library this month for June. What is there a particular theme you're going for? Is there kind of a particular story or message you'd like to convey in an art exhibition?
Yes, well, what I've called it is tranquility. And that is what I feel, is that people will get their own space from the paintings. This year, I've been there for a couple of years. Every year, I try and do an exhibition there if I have enough paintings done, you know, because I like to have new stuff all the time, if possible. So that's the space. The space is fabulous. Have you been to it yourself? Have you been?
No, I haven't, but I can imagine. Yeah.
The new library is just amazing. Yeah. Like it's state of the art, really. And it's fabulous for students. You know, there's places there that they can go study and there's places they can just be on their own. And it's really amazing space now. And it's lovely for artwork. Very bright.
Which is ideal.
Lots of light, you know, and lots of windows, which is great. So you can see the natural light and everything is so much better than...
And I can imagine that also helps when you're painting natural landscapes as well, getting the natural lighting. But even maybe if it's a bit darker out and they have some lights, again, it depends on kind of what angles you look at paintings from. You can catch something different every time.
Yeah, you can see because it would spark something in the painting.
Yeah.
Come forward when light shines on it. So it depends where it is in your room. So when you're putting artwork in your room, you have to think, well, I'm going to be looking at this for the rest of my life, we hope, you know, so it should be a piece I really love.
Yeah.
And it should be a good piece of artwork, and you'll always have it and you'll always look at it and remind you of why you bought it in the first place.
And you were saying you try to do an exhibition every year. Mm-hmm. How do you go from creating an exhibition, trying to do it yearly, and then thinking, okay, I have to look to the next one now? Do you ever give yourself a little bit of a break, or is it just straight on to the next?
No, it's not that. It's not really all about exhibitions, if you know what I mean. For me, it's creating work. Mm-hmm. So I would usually do maybe 8 pieces a year, new work. And then depending, you know, if they're sold or whatever the case may be. So I might skip a year then. Depending where I maybe go to somewhere else that wouldn't have seen the artwork. So we say for the nice library here now, the same artwork won't be in that was in the last time. Hopefully. depending on the space. Then when you're putting up artwork, they have to work with each other. So there's not every new piece you can put up with another piece because they might clash in their different areas. So less is more when you're doing actually an exhibition.
And is that something, has there been a case where, say, you have 8 paintings, but you're finding one is just not sitting right with the others? Yeah. Is it the thing of, okay, I'll take that out?
Yeah, take it out. It doesn't work.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Is it hard to do that? Because...
It is sometimes. The space there is quite nice because you have 4 or 5 walls, and if it doesn't work with that space, you might put it in on its own in another little space. You know, you have the option. If it doesn't work there, most of the time it will work, but you have to negotiate that with yourself while you're putting it up. Mm-hmm. You can't just throw them up anywhere. It doesn't work like that.
Of course. And how long does that process take for deciding where to put it up? Because some people might think, oh, it's a painting, just, you know, pop it up on the wall. But there's a reason behind it of where exactly it goes.
When I go, I usually go over there as early as I can. I'm putting it up now on the 15th that morning. I'll be in with the staff, probably. And I'll start then and I'll place all the paintings, first of all. And then I'll have a look and see what I feel. And then when I put them up, I'll still place them to what I feel goes with what, or what is they don't clash, you know. They work together, and if I don't like them, then I'll just move them around and switch them around. So it usually takes us 5 or 6 hours to put up, depending on how many paintings you have as well,
of course.
But then you have to label them, and you have to put your price range on them, and you have to put all of that up, and you have to be careful when you're putting up artwork, especially in any space, because you don't want to damage walls, and you know, you have to be really careful. So it does take a while to do it. Usually I have help, usually friends of mine or my husband or somebody will come with me and help me put them up. So that's good, you know, when you have helped to put up, especially big paintings.
Yeah, and you know, we were bringing them into studio there, and I was just imagining you definitely need a team behind you. As you're saying, it's great that your family, friends, your husband would support you in that. Have they been behind you during your work?
Oh yes, almost. Especially, you know, a couple of people love to see how you do it and how it works and why you put something where, and you know that, why it works for you. But it's all intuition when you're doing it. You know, you have to have the pieces that will, like when I'm putting up an exhibition in the group, it's a different thing because they're not mine. So it's, I would never look to see who owned it, what painting. It's what works with each other. And that's the way art should be put together.
Yeah.
You know, because it'll clash otherwise, and people will only see the most vibrant ones. And the ones that are not most vibrant might be the nicer ones.
Yeah.
So you have to you know, you have to think about it.
There's a whole process behind it, yeah. By
science,
the sounds of it.
Sure.
Science, yeah. And speaking of that exhibition then that is taking place, I mean, this isn't your first exhibition.
No.
You've been across the country, really, yeah. With your paintings. But for this one in Nace, people listening thinking, I have free time towards the end of June. When exactly is your exhibition taking place?
I'm putting it up on the 15th. It's the Monday morning. And I'm taking it down then on the 27th.
Okay, so be up for about 12.
Literally 2 weeks. Yeah. I should have it up hopefully by lunchtime on Monday. And then taking it down is much easier. Obviously, you have to take it down and bubble wrap everything and, you know, get it into the car out of the way. Because I'm sure there's an exhibition starting the following day.
Yeah, so it's a very busy area.
That's the way it works, you know. So I'm delighted to get the space. Like, it's fabulous space and they're very good to me there. You know, they're really nice people. So it's nice to work with people that are very good and very helpful.
Of course, and having the space, because oftentimes the arts, the creative industry, it can kind of be not forgotten about, but it's a bit harder to get your work out there. So to have places that will promote it, I can imagine it's great and encouraging for yourself and other artists.
Oh, it is. As I was saying to Emma earlier, it is very hard to get a space that will facilitate having paintings there and left there, because I work as well. So I leave the paintings there and then, you know, people contact me from there, and that's how it works if they want to buy a piece. Now, I've sold a few pieces from Nace Library last year, which I was delighted, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, so the name is getting out and people, hopefully every year, we'll have more people coming in to have a look.
Yeah, and that's great. And for those listening who are interested in this year's exhibition, is it a ticketed event or can they show up on the day, just whenever they have free time?
Show up whenever, while the library's open.
Yeah.
It's open.
Yeah, that's great. And it's great, the piece, because sometimes people can feel a bit, especially if, you know, if it's outside of work hours, they think, oh, I don't have time, or, you know, I'm too busy with work or minding the kids, whatever. But it's a great place to go by yourself or to go with maybe a partner, a friend, and just look at the paintings.
Yeah, it's a lovely space, and it's up at the top of the building, and it's, as I said, a lot of light comes in from the street. You can just sit down, there's a little window ledge, so sit down, have a look at what you want, you know, what you want to see, and there's no rush, there's nobody rushing around. It's like going into the library. It's really serene, and it's nice and quiet, and you know, maybe there might be something going on next door in the big hallway. There is a name and I can't remember in there. It's a beautiful, huge big space, and they use a lot there, so there'll be people popping in and out, you know, all the time going through, which is great. And of course the children love it, and there's lift and everything, so it shouldn't curtail anyone from going in to see it, which is brilliant.
It's great, just accessibility for everyone to be able to enjoy the arts. And thank you so much for joining us in studio, letting listeners know a bit more about your exhibition and the thought process behind it, of how you put it up. Again, just a reminder for listeners, it's on between the 15th of June up until the 27th at Nace Library. Thank you so much for joining us in studio. Do let us know if you enjoy taking part in art exhibitions. If you have any art going up, do let us know on 0833 97 97 97.